Close your eyes and get grounded inside. Try to feel your body as fully as you can from within. Try to make that sense of being grounded really solid. Lower your center of gravity. Our thoughts tend to shoot out of our heads in all directions, lifting the center of gravity, which means that we can fall over easily. Try to lower things down. Be in your body. Feel your hands in your hands, your feet in your feet. Feel the breath throughout the body. We need a sense of grounding. As the Buddha said, we live in this world with a lot of different ways that people talk to us. They say things with kind intentions, with unkind intentions. They say things that are true, things that are not true. Things that are worth knowing, things that are not worth knowing. That's the nature of human speech. So when people say things that are untrue, useless, unkind, it's not abnormal. You have to learn how to be resistant. Even when people are doing good things, sometimes it's easy to get upset, though. Like right now, it's very quiet here. Tomorrow and the next day, we'll be having the preparation for Songkran and then Songkran itself. With lots of people coming up here. All coming here with good intentions. But as we've noticed, people's goodness varies from person to person. Is that possible even when people mean well to get into disagreements? So you have to have a lot of patience. Especially given the fact that they're forecasting rain, which may make things more difficult. So deal with the difficulties. Don't let them knock you off. Deal with differences of opinion. Don't let them knock you off. The Buddha often pairs patience with goodwill. We make up our minds so we want to see everybody do things that are good so they can be happy. And then their goodness is not quite what we want. But still, we have to be resilient. Patience and goodwill go together. Because you're going to be having goodwill only for people who are good to you, people who do what you want. There are not that many people in the world you're going to have goodwill for. Goodwill has to be universal. As the Buddha said, make it large like the earth. Much larger than what other people do. A person can come along with a shovel and a hoe, a basket. Try to dig here, dig there, spit here, spit there, urinate here, urinate there, saying, be without earth, be without earth. But the earth is much larger. And that's for people who don't mean well. Your goodwill should be larger than them. So it should be able to stand also people who mean well, but who don't do the things you want. Make your mind like space, the Buddha said. People can try to write words in space, but they don't stick. Try to make your mind unsticky like that. And have lots of goodwill. Spacious goodwill, solid goodwill. As the Buddha said, goodwill, patience, equanimity, acts of kindness. These things, when you do them for the sake of other people, also benefit you. You develop strengths inside that you wouldn't have had before. So get the mind well grounded today. So the winds of change come in tomorrow and Sunday. You won't get blown away. People come in, people go out. But your mind stays solid. Solid in its goodwill. Solid in its patience. It's this way that we can live together. As the Buddha said, harmony is the basis for happiness. And harmony doesn't mean just do what I want. Like you see some politicians saying, well, be bipartisan. To their enemies, say, be bipartisan, do what I want, which is not being bipartisan. Same way, you know, when you can't say to everybody to just do what you want and then you'll have goodwill for them. You've got to start with goodwill. Anticipate there will be differences of opinion. But the goodwill has to stay solid. It has to be based on patience and endurance. And the goodwill then makes the endurance a lot easier to do because you realize it's not just putting up with things. You're actively thinking, what's the best thing for everybody? Take the larger picture. That way your goodwill and your patience are good for you and good for everybody else. This is the nature of the Buddha's teachings. We work on our minds, but we're not the only ones who benefit. The benefit spreads around.